Much of rural Georgia is aching for jobs that pay even just a few dollars above minimum wage, and it's a growing problem. WABE's Johnny Kaufman takes us there now for a report on how tough it is to find those better-paying jobs in South Georgia.
Berrien County is 4 hours from Atlanta, down I-75. At a local food pantry, volunteers prepare bags of canned potatoes and boxed mac and cheese. Sharana Holmes waits for her bag. She's most excited about the sack of grits that comes with it.
They ain't nothing beat them jokers right there. I'm telling you, my babies love it, because it don't take very long for them to get done.
Holmes cares for her two grandkids, and the food pantry helps with groceries. She works for minimum wage at Subway and says $7.25 an hour isn't enough.
What does that pay? They don't even pay your rent. You got to take that whole check, not have no food, take that whole check, put it with the other check to pay the rent. Well, by the time you do that, the doggone lights is due. Then your water is due. And when you got time for gas or food, at the least gas or food, or toilet tissue. I mean, do the math. It ain't there.
Holmes worked better paying jobs on a nearby blueberry farm and in a few factories. She was making $10 or $11 an hour. But then her hand got smashed at a timber mill. Holmes says she doesn't have health insurance and can't afford to see a doctor.
Really, if I go to the doctor, they're going to find a billion things wrong with me. They're going to put me on a bunch of medication that I cannot afford. So then I'm going to be upset about not being able to afford them. Why can't I just live happy, get a stomach ache, take Pepto?
Holmes has been applying to jobs that pay more, but they've become harder to find. That's because in just 7 years, Berrien County lost over a quarter of its jobs. And the companies that shrunk or moved away from rural Georgia weren't places like Subway. They offered the kind of jobs that make people middle or upper class. In Berrien County, the economic decline began in the 70s, when the tobacco industry slowed.
Just about anybody that grew up here in this community was involved in tobacco.
Brian Shaw sits at a cluttered desk in the old Berrien County courthouse, surrounded by maps and file cabinets. The volunteer with the local historical society looks at some old photos of the square surrounding the courthouse. It shows hundreds of cars, and it's packed with people.
They'd have a big drawing at the end of the tobacco season, and they'd give away a new truck. And that brought in the whole, all those farmers and all their families.
Today, it's hard to find someone walking on the square past the few remaining businesses. Now, only a few semi-trucks and cars pass through the square, and that's rush hour. This downtown is not where the jobs will come back. About a mile outside of town, Nick Lacey puts his hope in 50 acres of dirt.
There'll be a road in here. There'll be an asphalt road, and there will be grass. We'll sow it with grass seeds so it doesn't...
Lacey heads the Berrien County Development Authority. It's turning this land into an industrial park. In 10 years, Lacey hopes factories will cover all this dirt, factories that would probably pay workers more than minimum wage. But first, the county has to get that road and other infrastructure set up. Only then will Berrien County get on the state's list of places it sends companies who want to open up in Georgia.
They don't even help us out at all, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them, because we weren't doing what we should have been doing, and now we're getting to the point where we're doing what we should be doing, and what we should have done 10 years ago is really what I'm getting to.
Lacey says a lot of factors keep rural areas like Berrien County behind. The tax structure, a lack of health care, and slow internet are just a few. And he says too much money and too many people are moving to urban areas like Atlanta. Lacey just hopes he has something to celebrate eventually, maybe on these 50 acres of dirt. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News, Berrien County.